Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Clubs Fun Size. If your usual day to order a takeaway is every day, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
A bit like your boyfriend last week when he had 3 McDonald's in a row.
Yeah, and also, I've got to say, I noticed on my Chinese takeaway menu, there's a thing called diet Chinese. And then in brackets, the description is, like, you choose your meat. You cook it in any oils or anything like that.
That's amazing.
And then they give you veggies and boiled rice.
That's all really right. Good.
I'll let you know should I ever decide to have that option. But I go, okay, if it's got a nice sauce on it, then fine. But if they're going to give me chicken, veg and rice.
Well, yeah.
Then no, that's not.
You've got to try it.
Yeah, I suppose I do.
Yeah.
I might try it tonight.
Interesting.
Why not?
Keep us updated.
Okay, fine. Producer Paul, hello. You are also here.
Hi.
These fun size episodes are with you every Tuesday to bring some positivity to your body and the rest of your life.
But first, we've got another relationship to help. So a couple loved a big night out when they first got together.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're in their 40s. She has switched to a healthier lifestyle and has largely cut out drinking.
Okay.
She hasn't quit forever, but has gone booze free so far this year. In fact, I've only drank once this year.
Have you?
Yeah, which is crazy.
Right.
they have a night out for me. Yeah, they have a night out planned, and he has said that he'd like her to have drinks like they used to.
Oh, so way good back old when, fashioned night out.
Yeah, when they used to go back out. But she doesn't want to break her sobriety at the moment, but should she do it? It's a bit like peer pressure, isn't it?
It is a bit. Like, I totally understand his point of view in terms of. So when you're with somebody, because where we used to live, one of us had to drive,
yeah,
because there was we couldn't walk to the pub or anything like that, and so it was a real novelty if we went away in a hotel where we could both have a few cocktails,
yeah.
and if you go out and your other half is not drinking. Now, it doesn't take booze to have fun. That's not what I'm saying. But there is a real... It's just different.
It is different. But I'd like to think that, yes, I do like a drink and I love a night out. But I don't need that drink to still get up and have a dance.
No,
and
gosh,
still,
no.
Like, have a really good time. And
no.
I have had sober nights
I
out
think Matt
for whatever
would need
reason.
A drink to dance.
Yeah, I think maybe it's different for men,
yeah,
though, because I don't think my boyfriend would like to go out and me be the one drinking and he isn't and whatever, but I would happily go out with him.
I also,
if he was the one drinking and I
but
wasn't.
It depends how much he's drinking.
Yeah,
maybe. Because it's not funny if you're sober.
I think it depends how people are when they've had a
drink.
Yeah,
maybe.
Because my ex used to drink and I used to hate it
so
much, whereas my boyfriend now, he's just funny when he's drunk.
Okay, fine.
So I do think it depends on the person. But
I just feel like he's after that nostalgia hit. He's like, when we first got together,
and
we used to go
that.
Out. Yeah, I do.
I do get that. But
like
then...
a bit of a boozy in a club and, you know, all that stuff, like when they were dating. I think that's what he's after.
Which is fine. But then why? But then she's doing her own thing.
Yeah, totally. I get
and
it.
She's maybe not drinking for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And that's the way that her life is at the moment. So should she break that for one night out.
Yeah, I get
that. I don't
know.
It's a weird
one. I totally get it. I can see both sides.
Yeah,
I feel a bit sorry for him, but he shouldn't push her if she didn't want to drink, for sure. But I do feel a bit sorry for him because I think he just wants one of those mad nights that they used to have.
Yeah, totally.
Which is fine.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. But I can see it both ways, definitely. Mm. Sometimes just like one drink does like part the clouds a little bit and go, oh, actually, I'm ready to have a bit of fun here and be a bit more outgoing. It do, like, you don't need it, but sometimes it just like, oh, okay, this just
you
brightens,
just, you
brightens
relax
everything
and,
up and relax.
Slightly more, yeah, agreed. Yeah. I really think that. I do think that. We're not condoning. We're not condoning getting out of control, guys. But you know what we're saying.
Yeah.
We did put this to our Facebook community, and the results are in. Catherine messaged us saying she can still have fun without drinking, and so can he. He wouldn't like it if she told him not to drink. This is something people need to have complete autonomy over. Mm. Fair enough. Fair point.
Kelly says no one should have to drink if they don't want to. We need to stop the whole "why are you not drinking" culture. I've stopped drinking because the hangovers I get now are just not worth it, but I can still have a good laugh without the help of alcohol.
I mean, I definitely do not ever want a hangover again.
Totally.
I'm so over that now I'm older. I'm like, I don't mind a few drinks, but I am not into keep going. If I think I'm going to have a hangover, fuck it.
I've got a night out planned for my birthday in April, and it's my first night out since before I had Ethan's, like 2 years, which is crazy. So I'm actually staying over with my friend in a hotel.
Oh, wow, great.
But that worries me because I do not have a responsibility to get home.
Yeah, and remember, it's usually Paul that has to make sure you get on a train and stuff.
And I'm not breastfeeding, so I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah.
So I am a little bit worried about how I'm going to be the next day.
Yeah, I'm also now worried for you. Knowing you as I do. Christine says, this sounds very much like me and my husband. For the last couple of years, I've not really bothered drinking. We still have a good time and we don't have to worry about how we're getting home afterwards because I'm driving.
It's
what works for your relationship, isn't it?
Laura says, surely this all depends on how he said it. If he was pushy, then he's an asshole. If he just said, why don't we have a few drinks and it can be like old times, then I don't think he's done anything wrong.
No,
as long as he left it when she said no.
That's the thing. Yeah. Elizabeth says, I drink fairly frequently at the weekend. My partner sometimes does, sometimes doesn't. I'm not bothered either way. Mind you, he often is the instigator for getting a takeaway. Maybe I need to tell him not to ask me for one, like I don't ask him to get drunk. Oh, switcheroo, switch it around.
That is actually trickier, though, I would say. I'm happy for you to drink if I don't fancy a drink. Mm. If you're having a takeaway... I'm going to need a bit of that.
Yeah,
because
the same
it's
for
the
us.
Smells, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It's just not funny.
Jess says, as a total nutter, I have had more nights out with my other half sober, and I'm the same whether drinking or not. I'd be offended if my husband said that to me.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Gemma says, I know this is a bad thing, but I've been known to ask the barman for a Diet Coke in a small glass so it looks like I'm drinking a vodka Coke.
Right.
Okay.
I get that, though.
Yeah.
I understand that pressure. We shouldn't feel like that.
I know I've seen things before, with, like when you're pregnant, but people don't know that you're pregnant, so you have to have drinks that look like actual drinks.
Agreed.
And then Andrew says, there's plenty of decent alcohol free or low alcohol drinks where he can think she's joining him but she's actually not.
Do you know what, that is a really good, because if you put a no secco in a wine glass, you almost have a little bit of hype yourself, even though there's no booze in it.
But my argument for that is they are just as expensive as alcohol drinks.
Right.
And that really...
You don't want to pay if it's not going to boost you up.
Because I remember when I was pregnant and I really fancied a pink gin. And I think Gordon's do one. And it was the same price as an alcoholic bottle. I'm thinking, I'm not paying 15 fucking quid for non-alcohol. So.
And was it nice?
I didn't get it. I refused to pay it. But you can get virgin mojitos.
Yes,
But they're still £6-7.
Yeah, no way.
Right, I imagine it's the same kind of calories as well, is it?
Probably, yeah.
Maybe more.
Really?
Probably. I don't have no idea. I just said that to try and put me off.
Okay, sure.
Remember, you can get 3 podcasts from us every single week, 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon. The Patreon's just £4 a month and the benefits are bigger than ever. There'll be a new sticker available to new Patreons every single month this year, and March is the Holy Grail. The problem with March is, how are we going to beat it?
I know.
Don't mind saying that to producer Paul, who designed it. It's the I Sail at Margaret's Yacht Club sticker.
Yeah, but we've got the rest of the year to go as well. We've promised a new sticker every month.
Yeah, we have.
Interesting, you've both used we there. Like, what are you two contributing to this?
Well, we talk about it a lot. And also, we've praised you. I'd say quite highly for the sticker.
Yeah, I think so.
It's such a good sticker. It's really good. If you want to join Patreon and get it for free, you get full access to our weight loss certificates as well. A brand new podcast just for Patreons every Monday, plus the full back catalogue. You can listen to all the Extra Portions episodes, and free spot prizes, including cash, is given away as well. Just go to patreon.com/secretslimpod or search for The Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, let's get our next story.
Okay, Joe, I want you to remain calm.
Okay. Not guaranteed.
Yeah, I do understand that. But I found a diet that recommends eating lots of bananas.
Fuck off.
For weight loss.
What?
No, it doesn't.
I did say remain calm.
It doesn't. It's absolute horse shit.
Okay.
Go on.
Shall I continue?
Yes.
The morning banana diet has gone viral in Japan.
Okay. I am listening. I'm interested.
So you eat as many bananas as you want for breakfast. And to drink, you can have room temperature water or ginger tea.
Okay.
Room temperature water. That our water filter machine upstairs in the office broke the other day and we had to have room temperature water.
Paul almost lost his shit.
Oh, it was absolute hell.
I mean, it's not as nice, I'll grant you. But
it's still water. No?
It's not good, though.
It's not as nice, but it's fine. It's absolutely acceptable.
Yeah, it is. And then you can have whatever you want for lunch and dinner. An afternoon snack is permitted too, but nothing after dinner.
Fucking what? Hang on.
Really?
Right, so
No.
So bananas.
You're just having
bananas for breakfast.
Yeah.
Water.
Then anything you like.
Yeah.
Well, I have done that for many years of my life.
Okay. I'm just
going
with the science.
I'm really fascinated.
So when this became popular a few years back, sales in bananas increased by 80%.
Yes.
And shops reported shortages.
I love bananas.
Really?
Yeah, you don't.
I do. I love them. It's just that they sit heavy on me. I have a banana a day.
Okay, so benefits are supposed to come from the fibre and the nutrients in bananas, and the room temperature water helps with digestion.
Who knew that?
Right, okay.
I mean, it's no wonder, because we've been having cold water.
There you go. That's
the problem with our diets, when it's not digested.
I don't know why you're looking at Paul. He lost 3 pounds last week.
Yeah, I did.
That is true.
But when it says have what you want for lunch and dinner,
yeah, that's what Victoria's
told me. Yeah, this is in Japan, right? So wouldn't what you want for lunch and dinner be healthier than
I'd say it'd be very different. Probably a lot smaller. A lot of sushi, perhaps. It's a lot of fish.
Healthy.
Fish and rice, maybe. So yeah, I mean, probably quite different. I don't think it's like a Big Mac. I don't think we could have that.
Well, that's not what you said, Victoria.
I'm supportive of you. You're the anti-banana brigade. You're trying to bring down Big Banana.
Only because if you have a banana, guys, the night before a weigh-in, the morning of a weigh-in, very much lays heavy. We've discussed it many times. No one can lose weight that way. However, I am banana every morning.
Well, there you go then. Have as many as you want.
As many as I want. In fact, some would say, according to Japan, I'm not eating enough bananas.
Well, yes.
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
But do you think, though, you eat that many bananas, that's why you don't really eat much for lunch and dinner?
Cause yeah, it'll be filling as
because
well,
Because you're
yeah.
bloated to shit, you
yeah.
mean?
Literally. Good
Listen,
for the fibre, though.
Once again, guys, if anybody's tried this, anybody's done a similar version, please let us know.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to try it, obviously, legally ask a doctor first, blah, 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 whatever. But let us know the results. I'm quite keen on the banana diet.
Give it a go.
Banana cake?
Mm. Yeah, lovely. I'll probably be ready for cake soon. So,
listen back to the main episode to find out all about that. Right, that's it for this episode of Fun Size. We'll be back with another podcast on Thursday. Extra portions as well over on Patreon on Monday and more Fun Size next Tuesday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.